Welcome back. I'm Mark Mallett, and this is the Now Word for February 29th, 2016. This begins week 3 now of Lent and day 17 for us in our Lenten retreat. Today I want to reflect on desire. In our last retreat, we reflected on resting with Jesus, even though the great storm of our times is raging around us, to rest with Jesus. And this is more than just sleeping and being asleep to what's happening, but it's about being in communion with the Father. And that communion is what anchors us and gives us peace. So to rest with Jesus in the storm, though, is not a passive rest, as though we're to remain oblivious to the world around us. It is not the rest of inactivity, but of the harmonious working of all the faculties and affections, of will, heart, imagination, conscience, because each has found in God the ideal sphere for its satisfaction and development. Think of the earth and its orbit. The planet is in perpetual motion, always encircling the sun, thereby generating the seasons, always rotating, generating night and day, always faithful to the course set out for it by the Creator. And there you have the picture of what it means to rest, to live perfectly in the divine will. And yet, my brothers and sisters, to live in the divine will is more than detached obedience, just going through mechanical motions. For example, like the moon, it too obediently follows its set course, but it neither receives nor generates life. But the earth, as though hungering for and transfixed upon the sun, absorbs its transforming rays, converting light to life. So too, the human heart, truly at rest in the orbit of the Father and Son, is one that is constantly absorbing the light of Christ in all its forms of grace and converting them into good works that produce the fruits of salvation in and around them. And here's what I mean by absorb: to desire, to thirst for God, to thirst for His presence, to thirst for His wisdom, to thirst for truth, beauty, and goodness. This holy desire, this thirst, is what makes another highway in the soul for the transforming presence of God. As Jesus said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied." Now, the word righteousness here connotes a desire to submit to the plan of God for the salvation of the human race. And it means essentially to be a man or woman who is after God's own heart. As it says in 1 Samuel, "The Lord has sought out a man after His own heart, and He found it in David." And the heart of Jesus is one that is burning, clamoring for the salvation of souls. For Jesus' heart was a heart after His Father's. From the cross, our Lord cried out, "I thirst." A branch of hyssop soaked in wine was raised to His lips, evoking the hyssop branch that was used on Passover to spread the blood of the Lamb upon the doorposts of the Israelites. Jesus' thirst leads Him to pour out His precious blood for the sake of sinners. And He calls you and me to do the same, to get into the orbit of love. Jesus puts it this way: "I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." You see, how can we rest in the Father if our hearts do not beat the same rhythm of love? How can we rest in Jesus if our desires are in opposition to His? How can we move in the Spirit if we are slaves to the flesh? And so tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we will go another step deeper into how we can hunger and thirst for righteousness and so create a divine pathway, the fifth pathway in the heart for the Savior to come. Indeed, to have a pilgrim heart means to have a heart for God, to have a heart for God's kingdom and a heart for souls. Such a pilgrim really paves the way to make God's heart his or her own. In summary, if we have a heart for God, then He will begin to give us His own heart. It says in James chapter 4, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.